I said they were talking about doing it, they're going to bring in, and you said, I can do it. Is that kind of how it played out?
Yeah, for sure. They were looking, you know, and I was like, hey, I do. I know. I mean, it's you know, that was a dream come true now. You know, I say that I did it, and it was fun, you know. It wasn't fun giving out 2 buns, but, you know, I think the fans had a good time, and I'm sure the guys that took me did too.
Yadi said you got to get the ball down.
I was, but the thing is that I couldn't even get it there. That's the thing. I was like, I had to throw it off. So every time I tried to keep it down, I was bouncing it. So, but, you know, like I said, it was just a great team win. You know, we came up, faced one of the best pitchers in the game, you know, over the last 2 or 3 years. And then to be able to make him work and score some runs and, you know, early and have Adam out there, you know, pitch a great game for us. It's pretty awesome, you know, just having our offense going.
What does that record that Adam and Yadi sent mean to be a two-pitcher or a pitcher and catcher to win the most games in history?
Man, you always say, you know, records are meant to be broken, but I don't know. That one is it's pretty tough, you know, to reach probably right now, you know, to be able to have one catcher, one pitcher like that, you know, for that long. I don't think that's going to be possible, you know. So, I mean, anything is possible, but it's going to be a long, long, long time for somebody, I think, to get that. I think it's just pretty awesome. That'll tell you, you know, the relationship and, you know, how they communicate out there. They barely, Adam barely checks pitch when Yadi puts signs down, and that's a great communication, you know, what they done accomplished. You know, I'm so happy, you know, to be part of that too, being here and be able to see that history and more to come, hopefully. It's pretty awesome.
Albert, you were there when Adam and Yadi started their career as batting mates. For them to come back and for you to be here when they break that record, what's it like to see their relationship and if it's changed at all?
No, and I think that's the best thing. You know, we played this game for so long, but at the end of the day and at the end of the career, the most important thing is the relationship that you built. You know, that's the memory that you take with you, whether it's winning championship, being in the clubhouse, and just building a relationship, you know, that'll last forever. And that's the goal, you know. You know, Adam and I, although I was playing somewhere else, we always stay in touch probably once or twice a month, you know. You know, just checking on each other, because I think to us it's more than just playing a baseball, you know. We first of all represent God and, you know, the gift that he has given us, you know, to play this game and having fun. But I think at the end when we walk through those doors, you know, it's about winning and helping this organization win. And to be able to accomplish that with those two guys is pretty awesome. And hopefully we can do it one more time this year. And I'm just so happy for them, you know, and what they have done. And the way they also they take care of themselves, you know, that's another huge thing. I mean, that has been doing this for, what, 19 years, you know, behind the plate. It's pretty amazing, you know, like to be able to do that, you know, and continue to do it with success, you know. And I'm just so happy to see him mature, so happy to see him, you know, just the man that he has become, you know, and just awesome for both of them.
Rodon had not given up a hit all season on the first pitch. Only hit the first pitch. You hit the first pitch. You had to hit the first pitch in that first inning. Was that part of the plan going in? Or?
Not really. Just, you know, we wanted to be aggressive. It was an opportunity, you know, man on base, and that's what we did. You know, we execute. You know, we execute the game plan that we took out there, and I think that was the main thing. And, you know, when you face a guy like that, you know, like I said, one of the best in the league, they don't want to give you too many breaks. So it was just a bad night for him, and, you know, I'm glad that we took advantage.
Is this one of those you'll remember for all the things that happened tonight that will be with you, you know, years from now?
Everything that anytime I get to wear this uniform or the uniform that I have wear, I always wear with grace and honor, you know, because you never know. You know, it could be your last chance. You want to wear it, and tomorrow's not guaranteed to us. So I think at the end of the day, it's just happy to be here, having a good time. And obviously, yeah, of course, this is going to be a great moment. And I'm glad that it was on the winning side, you know, and not on the losing side.
Yeah. Did I see correctly that Yepes got you the baseball from the last out?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep that one?
Of course. I think somebody had it. Yeah, of course. I think I'm going to have the whole team sign it, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
You think Shohei's going to text you and say this is not that easy to do both?
Yeah. Well, I think if I was throwing 100 miles per hour like Shohei, I think it would be a little bit more easy.
The thing is, you got to throw 40 miles like Gonzalez. He was below the hitting zone.
I know, man. He was, yeah. I mean, you don't have to throw that hard, but obviously I threw it right in the sweet spot of those guys that make me pay. Like, I make a lot of pitcher pay over the last 22
whatever
years.
Whatever goes around comes around.
Amen to that.